Kurt Gowdy and Ned Martin here. We're going to the last of the 12th inning. Carlton Fisk, Fred Lynn, and Rico Petrocelli for the Red Sox against Pat Darcy. We've had 12 pitchers in the game, a new record. It's all tied, 6-6, and here's Ned again.
Okay, Kurt, now it's Fisk up, and he hasn't had a hit since the first inning. He singled then. He has been intentionally passed twice. He is 1-for-3 officially. Game tied, 6-6. Darcy pitching. Fisk takes high and inside, ball one. Freddie Lynn on deck. There have been numerous heroics tonight, both sides. The 1-0 delivery to Fisk. He swings, long drive, left field. If it stays fair, it's gone. Home run! The Red Sox win! And the series is tied 3 games apiece.
Carlton Fisk get a 1-0 pitch. They're jamming out on the field. His teammates are waiting for him. The ball hit the foul pole, and the Red Sox has sent the World Series into Game 7 with a dramatic 7-6 victory. They had a chance to win into the ninth with the bases loaded, nobody out. They were trailing by 3 runs when Bernie Carbo came up in the 8th inning and hit a pinch hit 3-run homer. What a game. This is one of the greatest World Series games of all time that had everything. Home runs by Lynn, Carbo, and Fisk for the Red Sox. Geronimo hit a home run for the Cincinnati Reds. And so, tomorrow night, 2 left-handers go at it to decide the championship of baseball for 1975. Bill Lee for the Red Sox and Don Gullett for the Reds. The winning pitcher is Rick Wise, and the losing pitcher is Pat Darcy.